Welcome back, everybody. It's your time to ed up on the Ed Up Experience podcast, where we make education your business. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We are continuing to make education your business here at Eleusinian Live 2024 in San Antonio, Texas, at this massive convention center, which if you go left or you go right, make sure you remember where you're going or you're going to get lost. So many sessions around here. This morning, I was able to hear Greg Giungrande and Laura Ibsen talk about Eleusinian and some of the amazing things they have going on here. I missed the other speaker because, of course, I had a podcast. I mean, that's what they brought me here to do. But I have to tell you guys that this conference is amazing because I get to interact with people that I don't normally interact with, right? We interview a lot of college presidents. We interview people in and around higher ed. But it's more on the rare side as we come to these conferences. We get to interview a lot of industry partners, things that are happening in higher education from those industry partners. You'll get what I'm saying in a second. I can't even figure out how to say it the right way, but I'll figure it out. You guys will figure out what I'm talking about when I get there. But we do have a lot to talk about, and Eleusinian's doing some amazing things in the industry. But let's talk about our guests. And I'm going to bring them in one at a time to standing ovation. The first person is, where is he? He's Richard Rosser, co-creator of Community College Limelight. How are you, Richard?
Doing fantastic.
You are?
Yes. Yeah.
Good. See, I almost missed your name because I have reading glasses, you know, and I didn't pull them down. So I was like, wait a second, I can't see. So for the next person, I'm going to be more ready. She is Andra Armstrong, also a co-creator at Community College Limelight. Andra, how are you?
I'm really excited to be here. I'm happy to be here. I'm excited.
Well, we're happy to have you here and hear all about Community College Limelight, but I have to get my third guest in first. Here she is, Shannon Moore Zuffoletto. She's Director of Industry Partnerships with Eleusinian. Did I get it all right?
Yes, you did. Hello.
Okay. Hi, how are you?
I'm very well.
Okay, reading glasses off. This is a new thing for me. Last year I could see everything. This year I cannot.
Well, welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, welcome to the world of
it gets worse.
Reading glasses.
I can't see the sound effect buttons. I'm you know, having to do this. Yeah. This guy. Anyway, first, tell us about Community College Limelight. Let's just start right there. Andra, why don't you go first? Richard, add anything you want to bring in after that. What is Community College Limelight?
We are a platform that celebrates community colleges through the power of first-person storytelling. Mm. We know community colleges build futures for students, for families, and communities. We want the world to know it. So we've built this platform along with, we have partnered with Eleusinian, and they have secured our initial funding for this really exciting platform. Richard.
Yes. So, just to give a little bit of background, Andra is Miss Capitol Hill.
Amazing.
She's been working in the community college sector with College Promise. She worked for C-SPAN as a producer for them. So she's been in the policy community college sector and domain forever. And then I'm Mr. Hollywood.
Fuzzy math.
Yes, I've been telling stories professionally on shows like Chicago Med, Grey's Anatomy, 24, MacGyver, This Is Us.
MacGyver, one of the greatest shows of all time.
Yes, exactly. So we've become very resourceful.
Yes.
In our desire to really celebrate community colleges, and so we're celebrating community college through four story formats. We create short documentary videos about subjects. Then we also have blog post entries that they write. We have a photo gallery, and then we tie it all together with data visualizations. And so that's really the unique part of our approach, is we're tying this whole story viewpoint together with data so that people can then take these stories out and affect change.
Okay, this is cool. So is it in individual institutions that you work with? Is it groups of institutions? Is it any community college? Do you have to be a partner of Eleusinian to, you know, how does that all work? Mm-hmm. Why don't you go ahead first and then we'll.
Sure. Well, it actually is starting with Eleusinian clients, but it's not exclusively Eleusinian clients. We are very lucky to have a very significant footprint in community college, and that's yes. One of the reasons why we thought this was an incredibly big opportunity for Eleusinian to step up and be a partner.
And we're so grateful for that.
Yes. Shannon. Well, we're so excited to be working with you guys, and we believe strongly in community college and the power of community college and putting students first. And illuminating all of the different amazing stories. And it's not just the students, you're right, it's the educators. You heard from the presidents earlier in our address how passionate they are to make students successful. And so we're very excited to be the founding funders of Community College Limelight. But it is, it's open to any institution, community college. We would love to be able to give them a story, and this
Do I apply for it? Is there a rigorous process of choice of choosing the school that you work with?
Well, we're very familiar with the community college sector. You know, as I worked at College Promise, I was familiar with a lot of the stories and a lot of the challenges that people overcome, or a lot of the initiatives that take place. So, for our initial two stories, I was very familiar with our first two story subjects. But from this point forward, we're going to be identifying different elements of community colleges that we want to uplift, you know, whether it's partnerships with businesses, whether it's supporting single mothers. There are so many ways that community colleges help students. So what we will do is work with nonprofits that work with community colleges to identify some of these stories. We will work with campuses with whom we are familiar. But the point is, there are stories everywhere. Mm-hmm. We're not hurting for story ideas.
Right.
The vetting process will be the challenge as we move forward, because on every campus in every community, there's a powerful story.
And I want you to tell it. It's my my community college. I want you to tell it, please.
Of
right?
Of course.
Exactly.
So, Richard, what about our approach?
Well, our approach is, you know, when you look at the news and they put on a story, you see a two-shot of the interviewer and the subject, and then you cut in for close-ups, but it's all about the interviewer and the questions that they're asking. And we do things differently. We never see the interviewer, which is typically me. I'm behind the camera, and I'm asking questions, but that's cut out in the edit. So really, we create these first-person videos where the subject is speaking. But for instance, in our first video with Ryan Liu, we interviewed him, and then we interviewed one of his professors and his parents. And we interviewed each in terms of their approach. His parents, we learned their story about his mom coming from Cambodia as a refugee in the mid-80s, and then his father coming from Argentina, Taiwan via Argentina. And so we got their experience. It wasn't just about Ryan, about Ryan, about Ryan. It was about them as parents.
Like his ecosystem around him.
Yeah, and it was unbelievable because they had this 15, almost 20-year plan for their two sons.
Inconceivable!
It was conceivable. And they came up with this plan, and they stuck to it. They moved here from Argentina.
That's incredible.
To California. And they lived in, you know, an ADU or back house that they rented. It was a one-bedroom for a family of four. And they got this place in, I can't remember exactly where it was, but it was where the public schools were the best. And that was why they moved there.
For the schools, right?
Exactly.
So they sacrifice lifestyle, everything
space,
else for school.
Right.
Yeah.
And so they got their two sons through public school. And then Ryan ended up going to community college, graduated valedictorian. And he ended up transferring to Yale, getting a Jack Kent Cook scholarship. And then he ended up at Oxford for a master's in education, and then back to Yale Law. And now he's back in Los Angeles, and he's working as an attorney for a firm there and doing incredible work helping others. And that's one of the things we really find out about these situations is as these folks come up. And again, it's not just students. It's
right.
It's faculty and professors at community colleges. Everyone is in it for helping others. And that's one of the things that really blows me away as the, you know, Mr. Hollywood coming to this sector, is that that's really what it's about. And I think that's why we're so excited about being partnered with Ellucian, is Ellucian obviously cares about not just the technology, but the experience and the students and how they do and helping them succeed with the technology.
Hmm.
And the reason why we use this first-person narrative approach is because it touches at emotions in a way a third-person narrative approach would not.
Right.
You're making an emotional connection with the subject. And as I always say, people act with their heads when you touch their hearts.
Yep.
So if legislators are looking at whether or not they should fund a community college, if they've seen a story that really strikes at the heart, they're not just going to be remembering the statistic that somebody's putting before them about funding. They're going to be remembering a student who benefited, a community that benefited from a partnership, with a community college.
Yeah, and not something they need to recall, but a link they can have
exactly
to show other people.
Emotional
right?
link.
An
actual hard link and an emotional link. Both.
Well, that's true too.
Yes.
because the repeating stats. I mean, for a lot of legislators, right? They have people feeding them information.
Right.
But the story in a community college, and we've interviewed, I don't know, Elvin, how many, like 100 community college presidents across the U.S. The story is always, we serve lots of students, and there's lots of student types that we serve. There's so many stories in that sentence that you can't possibly extract in a way that makes people understand how relevant. When we talk about like the value of a degree and something like that, says here's how valuable a degree can be. But we have to tell those stories as educators in higher ed, because we're under attack too from the outside that college isn't relevant, the degree doesn't have value.
Absolutely.
This is a way to state that, isn't it?
Yes, for
Joe,
sure.
You are so right. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Jenny.
I think it's exciting to see these two creative forces come together and bring that
forces.
Passion. They are forces, believe me. It's been a privilege for me to work with them so far, and we're just starting. So we are going to be launching our platform. We will tell you what the URL is. Richard, you can actually tell them that. I actually don't know it, but you can tell me.
Well,
and we're going to be launching it this summer, and we do want people to utilize this, but it's also a huge benefit for the institution themselves. Many times they don't have the resources, or they don't know how to tell their own stories, and
that's a massive
mm-hmm. resource to come in and not just do the story, but teach those institutions how to create these stories themselves. That's the ultimate goal of Community College Limelight, which really inspired me and Lucien. So you'll continue to see more stories. And
I feel like
we'll
we have to connect
partners.
Too. Like I
yes.
have this giant network of people, Elvin and I,
yes,
and access to lots of presidents and stories and people. And
great.
We can probably work together to help you get more stories and more, awesome. More connections.
We love it. People are already coming out of the woodwork. Stories are coming. It's exciting. We didn't mention our other not-for-profit partner. We're very proud of having Phi Theta Kappa as our not-for-profit partner.
Yes.
Very nice.
We just attended PTK Catalyst in Orlando mm-hmm. and had the most amazing time, mm-hmm. met just the most incredible people, and heard about so many stories there.
And we just produced a story about their former international president who was elected in 2019, only about 3 years after mm-hmm. he was released from prison.
Wow.
He was a student that was incarcerated for participation in an armed robbery as a teenager. And while he was incarcerated, he developed a passion for learning, partly inspired by his mother, who never gave up on him. And when he was released from prison, Delaware Tech accepted him
They were the only institution that, within striking distance of his home, that would allow him to attend.
Amazing!
Mm-hmm. Absolutely amazing it is. And he graduated top of his class, advocated for Second Chance Pell, which are Pell grants for incarcerated or students mm-hmm. who are on parole. It's a really powerful, inspirational story. But getting to the point we were all making about advocating, if you were looking at statistics about Pell grants, you know, yes, they might move someone. But if you remember, no one's ever going to forget James's story.
Oh, yeah.
Wait till you hear it.
When you see, either read his blog post or see our video.
Right. Or look at the photographs. That's what Richard said. We have a photo gallery. Or look at the photographs.
Tell them like it is.
Exactly. And I think the other nice part about this that was interesting for me to listen to and hadn't thought about it was this is also a site for legislators. It is. So there is a data piece to each one of these stories. So we can arm that advocate. It could be a lobbyist.
Smart.
Or anything. So they can walk in with a single data point. We may just give them one or two, but they're really significant, and they follow that story very, very well. And you also have a written piece by the subject, which is also on the site. So it's a really nice sort of multi-dimensional look at someone's story.
That's really important. The data piece is important. The storytelling piece is important, particularly if you know a lot about community colleges. A lot of them are rural.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in a rural, you can't just extract a community college from its community. You would decimate the ability for people to be educated.
Sorry, Joe.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but
Andre and I just looked at each other because this is one of our main points, is the fact in a lot of communities, the community college is the economic engine.
Absolutely right. Yeah,
it's what's driving
it, connects
the economy
to the workforce. Exactly. It feeds the local businesses with employees. And what will happen in a lot of this is the difficulty with rural community colleges, though, is that graduates of those community colleges move out of the rural areas, and so the talent gets educated, moves out, and you still have this need to fill. So there, a lot of community colleges are trying to get people to stay through innovative measures to work in that ecosystem to bring more economic vitality to the region.
You might not know this, but you just described our next story that we will be producing later in this
week. I did not know that.
From Laredo College. It's exactly... Richard, you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes. So we typically, right now, we've had two stories about students. And so we contacted the folks at Laredo College. Actually, we've been in touch with Dr. Ramirez. We're actually going to be interviewing her on Friday. But they told us about a story about a woman named Christina. And they had, during the pandemic, they had accelerated courses so that instead of having to spend 12 months getting a certificate in something, you could do it in 3 months. Well, her kids heard that on the radio in the car and said, "Mom, you could go back to college." And she said, "I can't do that. I'm too old." And he said, "No, come on." So she decided to do it. And in 3 months, she ended up going back and having a job in healthcare when everyone else was out of a job because of the pandemic. But as we started looking at this story, we realized it's not just Christina's story. And so we're actually going to be interviewing the mayor of Laredo. We're interviewing some business folks who were integral in this whole accelerated program. And of course, the college itself. And so it ends up being this multi-perspective viewpoint of all the various stakeholders and players in this initiative. And it goes back to exactly what you were saying. These colleges end up creating programs that create economic means and a pipeline for employees for all these various businesses and employers in Laredo. So it's really important. That's one of the things that we're looking to do, is really show other communities what's going on in Laredo or Dallas or Los Angeles, Pasadena Community City College. And one of the really incredible things about community colleges is they don't compete against each other.
Right.
If you think about normal four-year colleges, they're competing for all the, the 1%,
2%. There's still geography matters still. Yeah.
Exactly, because they have their areas. Mm-hmm. And so we are a clearinghouse for information and practices and initiatives and programs so that someone in Maine can find out about a program in Washington and learn about it so that they can implement that same kind of thing.
No, we're imagining somebody going before a state legislature where they're getting ready to slash the budget, and they can say, "Look what happened in this other state. Look what they did with this innovative program. We could do that. We could train people in all kinds of new technologies. We could bring a company in. We could stop losing population."
Right.
What I absolutely love about what you're doing here is, and I say this a lot on the podcast, Elvin knows this, higher ed has a packaging problem, and meaning we've allowed outside narrative to devalue the overall value of education in ways that, and we didn't fight back appropriately. Mm-hmm. And so we just let it happen, and maybe institutions looked at other institutions and went, somebody else will deal with this. I'll just keep enrolling students and fine. Then the enrollment started to stop, and kids and adults too said, "I'm not sure I want to go back to college or go to college at all." And then it's like, okay, wait a minute. This is my problem, that higher ed has a packaging problem. What you're doing is packaging the value of higher education in a way that we can begin to recatalyze that value amongst people that are questioning it. I love it. I love it.
And Joe, it's also about the layers, right? Because people have a certain idealistic viewpoint of what college means. And, again, I haven't been real involved in community colleges until this. I've been starting to teach at community colleges and technical colleges. But before that, I just thought, okay, yeah, college means a four-year degree. And community college means so many different things. It can be a certificate. Again, a three-month certificate that Christina was back to work. And so these variety of layers of community college and what they offer is really interesting, and that's one of the things we're trying to point out to folks, is it doesn't involve 4 years. It doesn't necessarily involve two whole years.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We're excited. We have a lot of plans, and like I said, we'll hear more about us.
Don't unveil everything yet.
we will not tell you
where to go to find out more.
Yes, it is. Richard, you want to give him the URL?
Well, Yes,
not
but,
yet.
But right
not
now,
yet.
It's well,
soon.
No, because it's right now we have our staging site.
Yes.
Ultimately, it will be communitycollegelimelight.org.
Yes.
But for now, if anyone wants to get in touch with us to send us a story idea or just talk about ideas and suggestions, they can reach me at richard@cclimelight.org or Andra at
cclimelight.org, and it's Andra.
Got it.
Yeah,
so we got it. We'll put it in the show notes too for anybody that wants to check you guys out. And of course, when we publish this episode, we'll have links to both of your LinkedIn if you have it, or
fantastic.
In your social media, so people can get a hold of you. This is pretty amazing. How do you feel about this? This partnership.
It's been a complete pleasure, and it's unexpected. It's something that Elysian has never done, and so we're so excited to be doing this and working with both Richard and Andre in this initiative. And we are excited about seeing how it goes in the next phases. We're still in the first phase, as Richard alluded to. We haven't even launched the site yet, but it's already been incredible.
An advanced interview. I love it.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
And Richard and I are eternally grateful to Elysian for all of your support. Mm-hmm. And it means the world to us, because you really gave us our initial boost for what we know is going to be a success.
Yes. Well, we're so excited to be partners.
Well, there you have it. Let me outro my guests appropriately. By the way, here in Higher Ed, I think I'm Mr. Hollywood, but we'll have to share the title.
No,
that's not true. You
I
be Mr.
No
Hollywood.
No problem with
you
that.
You be Mr. Hollywood. He's Mr. Hollywood. He's Richard Rosser. He is co-creator at Community College Limelight. And I got to do it a second time. Andra Armstrong, co-creator of Community College Limelight. And Shannon Moore Zuffoletto, director of industry partnerships with Elysian. Everybody, you know what you've done. You've just ed-upped.